I'm not used to really talking in front of people a whole lot. But when Pastor started preaching on the series about the Holy Spirit, I was like, oh, wow, this is awesome. Because I got an awesome testimony of that, how the Holy Spirit, how God used me. And then I told Pastor about it. And so then he's like, okay, that sounds good. So this past week, it started, the enemy started telling me, oh, why did you do that? You don't want to go up and talk in front of people, you know? And I'm like, okay, well, whatever. And of course, you know, I'm kind of nervous, you know, and stuff. And then I realized that, you know what? Somebody needs to hear this testimony. And so the heck with the nerves, the heck with the enemy, because the enemy has been defeated already. So we'll just jump right into it and go from there. We're on a trip out to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It was on a Saturday night. A group of us had gone out there. And we're up late that night, of course. We finally got to bed at like 11:30 p.m. As I lay in bed, I prayed to God to use me in whatever he needs. Little did I know that that was going to be 30 minutes later. All of a sudden, at midnight, the phone rang in our hotel room. And I wake up and I go over to the phone, still half asleep. And I'm thinking to myself, what button do I push to shut this thing up? Because there was no way I was going to answer the phone. I guess I should have made the letters maybe a little bigger here, huh? So then finally the phone quits ringing. And about like that, my cell phone starts ringing. So I'm like, well, something must be going on. And I answered the phone, and one of the other guys that was with our group, he had gone out of the room, and he lost his room key. And with that hotel, you had to have your room key to use the elevator to get up to our room. And so then I got up, and I went down, and I brought him upstairs to our room. And then I go back to bed. But I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Finally, it comes to me, maybe God is trying to tell me something. So I lay still and listen. Sure enough, the Holy Spirit is telling me, go outside on the street. I thought to myself, are you kidding me? I need to get some sleep, as I was going to help usher at the church service the next morning. And we were meeting at 5 a.m. So I needed to get a little bit of sleep, you know, that's what I thought. So then, this was when I started doing the same thing as what Moses did when he seen the burning bush. I tried to find every excuse so I didn't have to go. I had all my clothes packed into my bag except for my suit that I was going to wear at church service the next morning. I told the Holy Spirit I'm not going in a suit out in the street in the middle of the night, you know. And my other excuses were like, there probably aren't any people out on the street anymore, as I knew I had to meet somebody. And you mean I got to get back up, dig clothes back out of my bag, get dressed, and go down on the street? And of course the answer was, yes, you do. But the Holy Spirit kept telling me, go out on the street. So I finally told him, okay, here's the deal. I'm going to get up and I'm going to look out the window down on the street because we were like, I don't know, 10, 12 stories up. I'm going to look down on the street and see, and if I see people, I will go. But if I don't see people, I'm not going. So I get up, go over to the window and I look down. And of course, yeah, there's people walking all over. So right then I say, God, I'm not going unless you come with me. And I repeated that about four or five times. So I go dig out some clothes, get dressed, and I make sure I put my necklace on that has a cross in it. And it's a little bit of a story behind that too. Ever since that I got baptized here at this church, And I decided, well, I'm going to wear a necklace with a cross. And kind of the reason behind that was that way when I'm out and about working, all of a sudden I get poked a little bit and it's like a little reminder for me, you know, what Jesus did for me. But I wanted to do everything that I can to make sure that God comes with me. So I go down on the street and I sort of had an idea where I was supposed to go, but not for sure. So I went to that city block and then I told God, you have to show me who I'm supposed to meet. As I stood there watching every person that came by, I would ask God, is this him? Is this the person I'm supposed to meet? Every time I didn't get an answer. So finally I went over to the traffic light post and leaned up against it, got out my phone. I was going to look something up on my phone when I hear a guy asking some people, hey man, do you have a couple dollars to get a train ticket as my buddies left me and I need a couple dollars to get a train ticket to get back home? And of course, him and his buddies had been downtown there drinking and partying and stuff, and he wanted some money to get back home. And as soon as I heard him speaking, I knew he was the one that I was going to meet. And that's the awesome thing for me, is when you know in the future, the Holy Spirit tells you, even if it's just a couple minutes, to me that's so amazing, you know. The other people blew him off because I heard him walking towards me. I was still looking at my phone and I thought about looking up, but I decided to wait for him to come to me because I knew I was going to speak to him. So he walks up to me and asks me the same thing. Do you have a couple dollars for a train ticket? And I looked up at him and said, man, I don't even know how to answer that question because you see, if I would have said no, he would probably have left. And even if he would have stayed, then I would not have been able to give him any money because I already had told him no. I couldn't help him out then. So then I told him, I decided I was going to just be brutally honest with this guy. I told him, I was up in my hotel room and I was sleeping and God woke me up and told me to come down on the street and meet somebody. And he looks at me and he goes, okay. And I said, no, you don't understand. I was sleeping and God woke me up and said, come down on the street and meet someone and you are the one. At this time, I was pointing my finger at him and I would have been surprised. I wouldn't have been surprised if he would have run away at this point. But then he goes, okay, well, we can go somewhere and we can pray or something, he goes. And of course, you know, he's like, well, what are we supposed to do, you know? His name was Justin, and I got to spend some time with him there, and it was great. He then admitted to me that he was homeless. He had just lost his job. He was a welder. And he was just looking for a couple dollars to get something to eat, as he didn't have anything to eat since 8 a.m. the day before. So that would have been like 18 hours, almost a day without food. I felt so sorry for him, remembering how we had gone to a restaurant and had a great dinner that night. I got to spend some time with him and sow some seeds of hope and encouragement to him and encourage him that this was just a season he was going through and to listen to God. At one point, he said something about me wasting my time staying up with him. I interrupted him right away and told him, I'm not wasting my time. I told him he is just as important as anybody else in this world. I prayed with him right there on the street corner, where we had first met. Now, That there for me was a big step for me from like where me and my wife Lydia, where we come from. If you guys don't know our story, we grew up Amish, and that would have been something where in the Amish culture they would have said, "Are you crazy? You're praying for people out in the street corner," you know. But I knew it had to be done, so we just went with it. So I prayed with him, but it was so awesome. I started to pray for him. The wind started blowing down between the big tall buildings. Trash was blowing around. And it was like, whoa, what was going on? Because I was focused on the prayer, but yet I still noticed that things were happening around us. After I got done praying with him, I realized the Holy Spirit gave me the go-ahead to give him $20. Literally, as I was handing him the money, all of a sudden a car coming down the street was honking its horn, and some people right behind me were crossing the street, and they almost got hit. And of course, at that point, I was thinking, man, what's going to happen next? But as soon as I gave him this, I didn't put this in the notes, but as soon as I gave him that $20, he's like, well, I'm going to this little gas station right away. And because he had told me he was hungry before, and I asked him, I said, is there anything open at this time of the night that I'll go get you something to eat? He's like, oh, no, there's nothing open. But as soon as I gave him that $20, he's like, I'm going to that little gas station to get something to eat. And it was kind of a weird name, so I was like, what is this, you know? And I'm like, well, I'm going to go with him, you know? And so I ended up going with him, and we got a little bit something to eat, and then we parted ways, and I went back to my hotel room. I finally get back to the hotel room, crawled into bed, but I'm not tired anymore, not after all that had happened. I thank God for everything he had done. I thank God for knowing me better than I know myself. Because just the weekend before that, another amazing thing had happened down in Missouri, where we ended up meeting this couple and we prayed with them for the things that they had gone through. And to me, it was like the two things that had happened. It was just overwhelming, you know. But I thank God that he knew me better than I know myself. You see, then God will never give you more than you can handle. When I was laying there and talking to God and listening, that's when I realized what Jesus was talking about when he asked his disciples to stay awake. As I lay there listening to the other people sleep, thinking, how can they sleep when there is so much going on in this world? But that was only one person. Just think of all the people that God deals with every day. Because there was a group of us that had been in that hotel. That's why the other people were sleeping. And I was like, how can they sleep, you know? But for me, with my experiences and my relationship with the Holy Spirit, which this was the amazing thing, this is kind of where my heart is with, I mean, the supernatural for me is just awesome, you know. But when the Holy Spirit speaks to me, it's just, you just know it instantly, for me anyway. Maybe it's different for some other people. But for example, when you say something to me, you will say it. My ears hear it, my brain processes it, and then I know what you said to me. But when the Holy Spirit speaks to me, you just know it instantly. But then one last thing here, then I'll get out of the way, and I don't want to take too much of pastor's time here, you know, but one last thing. To hear a great testimony or read a great testimony or watch a video of a great testimony, that's great. But to be a part of it when it actually takes place, to me, is 1,000 times better than just to hear about it. I'm so grateful that God used me in this situation and look forward for more to come. So make yourself available to God, because I know he will use you, and then do as he says, because it will affect the people. For example, if God asks me to do something and I go do it, that affects that person in a positive way. But if you don't do it, it will affect that person in a negative way. And it'll also affect, you know, me too. If I decide to listen to God or not, it affects you too. So anyway, I'll get off here and give it back to Pastor. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing that, Dave. That's what we're talking about, mobile tabernacles. God wants us to go out and be mobile, and so he can use us.